AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump canceled a rally in Chicago after protesters crowded into the University of Illinois Chicago Pavilion.
We got Trump! We got Trump!
This Trump supporter says he was attacked by someone in the crowd.
There's some back and forth. I'm just standing there trying to watch what's going on. All of a sudden, I get something squirted in my eyes, and it's nice.
Chicago police say they arrested five people. Fellow Republican Ted Cruz says the scuffles after Trump canceled his rally reminded him of what happened during a Democratic Party convention in Chicago nearly 50 years ago.
The city of Chicago in 1968 saw some ugly days when politics descended into hatred and incivility and even violence. And it is my hope that in 2016 that we can appeal to our better angels, avoid going down that road once again.
At least three people are dead in Louisiana after torrential rain touched off flooding there as well as in Mississippi. Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Patrick Burke says more rain is expected today.
We're expecting another between 1 and 2 inches basically along the lower part of the Mississippi River, northeast Louisiana, parts of western Mississippi. And that will certainly not help the recovery efforts.
Hundreds of people are out of their homes in southeastern Louisiana, and Mississippi officials say up to 1,000 people might be forced from their homes in and around Hattiesburg and Petal. The Obama administration is closer to making a decision on whether to formally declare that Islamic State group atrocities against religious minorities, including Christians, constitute genocide. Secretary of State John Kerry faces a March 17th deadline imposed by Congress to come up with that determination, but administration sources say he is likely to miss the deadline. This is AP Radio News. The Affordable Care Act has come up short in its 2015 sign-up rate. Carlotta Bradley with more.
The administration says about 8.8 million consumers were still signed up and paying premiums at the end of last year. The goal had been having 9.1 million customers by then, missing the target by about 3%. But the 2015 coverage year started with 11.7 million people signed up. Measuring from that, the dropout rate is a lot higher, about 25%. The insurance markets created by the 2010 health care law face challenges building and maintaining enrollment. People drop coverage for many reasons. Some find a job with insurance benefits. Others can't pay their premiums. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
President Obama is ready to drop decades-old barriers that have kept Americans and their money out of Cuba. Getting Cuba to do the same could be much harder. President Raul Castro has not yet said if he's willing to take the needed steps to allow U.S. commerce and tourism to return. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.